So how's how are things going out here first few days? Are you 100% back at it, or does it take a little while to ease in?
We're 100% back at it. You know, we've been waiting for this a long time. As soon as the season ended last year, we was ready to come out here and play, make plays in training camp, gelling, getting the chemistry down. So we definitely is 100% going out here just trying to get at it.
What have you been doing between the end of the offseason and the start of camp?
Working out every day in Delray Beach, Florida, man. You know, we have the heat down there, the beach, to get your body right and your balance right on the beach sand. So, you know, I've been working hard, always trying to come out here and play at the top level every year.
How does that help you with the sand?
With the sand, just because the sand is so uneven and you sink into it, so you got to pick your feet up every time you run. When you cut and plant, you just got to have balance, because you'll be off balance every time you plant. So you just work on balance and stability. And when you come on grass, it just makes it that much easier playing football.
Brandon, this team has not been good in the first month of the season since you've been here, with the exception of 1 year. How critical is it that you get this defense installed and you guys are up to speed week one?
It's very critical. That's why we approach every day knowing that we can't get that day back. You know, every day we come out here, we try to learn and leave everything on the field, because we have to get off to a fast start. That is critical. And it's in the league, period, not just the Chiefs. It's in the league, period. You got to get out to a fast start. So I think we've been doing a great job getting our mental game down, you know, before and after practice. And then in between practice, we go full speed, full tilt.
How different does this first week of training camp feel compared to your other first weeks of training camps?
You know, we're getting our mental aspect down. You know, every time before practice, after practice, while we're tired, while we're fresh, we're always just going over the mental thing, because it's a new system for both sides of the ball. So they just want to make sure we don't have any mental errors, because they feel, we also feel like we have the pieces around to get things done, as long as we don't make mistakes on the field. So our mental aspect is a thing that's different.
So new system, and there are also a lot of new pieces as well.
A lot of new pieces, not a lot of new terminology. So we're just getting all down.
Do you plan on getting some picks off of Alex Smith this month?
We're competing, man. I'm trying to pick him off every time, throw a pass, and he's trying to remain perfect out there. You know, nobody got a pick off him yet. So we're just competing, and that's going to do nothing but get us better for the season.
It looked like they were throwing, the quarterbacks were throwing to some of the DBs. How helpful is it to catch balls at high speed?
You know, just catching the ball, period. You know, just getting your hand-eye coordination down. You know, with quarterbacks with strong arms like Alex and those guys, just coming out your break, just knowing when to look for the ball, it all just ties in, just doing the same thing over and over. So when it comes in on game day, it's just second nature.
Is that more helpful than getting it from a coach who maybe doesn't throw?
Definitely, because their arms are a little stronger, you know, so you're getting a definite, you know, velocity of a quarterback out there on the ball.
Okay, guys. Thank you.